Blimey, Governor. It's a fair cop. Yes, indeed it is. And welcome back to another episode of the Paul Byrne Comedy Spectacle. Today, I'm going to delve further into the dark reaches of the police. To drag the secrets, screaming and shouting into the light, for your comedy delight. This time round, we'll be getting into an almighty scrap with public order policing. Everything you ever wanted to know about policing demonstrations without getting your camera inserted where the sun don't shine. I'd imagine some of you may have been on protests in our wonderful capital city. I might even have had to put some of you over my police knee for a damn good thrashing, you naughty little protester, you. Now, the police battering protesters in London comes from the very finest of traditions. Sir John Peel invented the police in the 19th century to stop the great unwashed from getting hold of their elected representatives. Politicians are often found cowering behind lines of police officers while going about their nefarious business, while perpetual students wave cardboard placards and throw biodegradable bags of dog shit at them.
Amazing. Incredible. Outstanding.
The Metropolitan Police deal with the majority of protests in London. That's because they're the best at getting bricks on their heads without flinching. Some burst into spontaneous dad dancing with scantily clad temptresses, but that behaviour is frowned upon by the sort of person who pays their fucking wages!
Hello, who's this?
If you're interested in public order policing, the first thing you need to do is join the police. Simple. You have to be fairly simple to join the police, as I was in the early 1990s. I also had photos of the interview chairman getting extras in a Thai knocking shop whilst dressed as Margaret Thatcher. Every little helps. Once you've joined the police, make it clear to your line manager that you're interested in working towards a career in violence. Some practical demonstrations can often help. Going wading into the queue outside a soup kitchen is a good starter for 10. They're going to be too weak and not able to fight back. So you should come out on top, even on your first go.
Come on!
If you're selected to be trained in public order policing, celebrate with your mates by getting tontoed on Stella and smash some windows with your head, because you're worth it. Your public order journey starts with the basics. The first test you'll have is guarding crime scenes. A key responsibility is lifting up crime scene tape for detectives who pretend they're on the telly and smell of whiskey. Wrapping the tape around their necks and screaming, You're not the boss of me, you shit tie wearing wanker! Can get you brownie points from your sergeant. Another idea is to role play riot situations during your day-to-day police duties. Put the wind up the elderly burglary victim by turning up armed with a bin lid, shouting, "Come and have a fucking go if you think you're fucking hard enough!" while waving your truncheon in their face. A word to the wise here. If you ever do it, they might have a coronary. And that's a lot of writing for you. Take my word for it. As a potential public order officer, it's likely you're barely literate, so you'll need a grown-up to help with the coroner's report. Your sergeant might also send you to your room to have a little think about your behaviour. So once you've battered a few vagrants, strangled the CID, and made Aunt Ethel piss herself, it's time to apply for the riot police.
Hello.
New public order officers are bussed to the Public Order Training Centre in Gravesend, in Kent. The Metropolitan Police invaded Kent in 2002. It wasn't hard. Kent Police shit it and ran away. The Public Order Training Centre, or COCK for short, consists of a mocked-up village populated by idiots, or public order instructors, as they prefer to be called. A public order instructor is identifiable by their oversized forehead. The new officers are kitted out in flame-resistant overalls, riot helmets, and adult nappies, in case it all gets a bit too scary. They're then given half an hour to whack each other across the head with lumps of wood and boot each other in the bollocks with their new steel toe-capped boots. The instructors then lead a formal warm-up of the recruits. This involves covering them in petrol, then setting them alight. The instructors leap around like monkeys on heat, throwing handfuls of their own shit around. When the flames die down, any necessary burials are made. This is usually the officers who forgot their kit and had to do public order in their vest and pants. The rest of the week is taken up by a series of ongoing pass or fail practical exams. The key test involves the trainees standing in a long line for no reason at all, while one of the instructors walks up and down telling the officers that he's had bum fun with their mums, while his mate live streamed it on Facebook. If anyone starts crying or appears aroused, they're subject to an automatic fail. The overall ethos of COCK is to produce violent psychopaths. And there you have it, public order policing. And there'll be more of this bollocks in the next stunning episode of the Paul Byrne Comedy Spectacle, where we look at public order in the real world.